spend my days on the back of a Tennessee walking horse. I spend my nights with a Bible by my side. I spend this love through every trouble riding. I'll spend the next across that river wide. Row by row, I'll cross that muddy water. Row by row, I'll reach salvation's rock. Row by row, I'll finally meet the Father. Though my body may grow weary, I won't stop till I reach the other shore. Children troubled, through many tears I've struggled with the flock. With heads held high, we'll stand and raise our voices and sing of love that's never gonna stop. Row by row, I'll cross that muddy water. Row by row, I'll reach salvation's rock. Row by row, I'll finally meet the Father. Though my body may grow weary, I won't stop till I reach the other shore.
Yes, indeed, we ended up with a gospel number there from Balsam Range, Row by Row. But let me tell you about the other songs that you just heard there on the Black Diamond Show. Back at the beginning of the set, the Osborne Brothers and Red Allen gave us My Aching Heart from, I think, about 1956. And then from 2019, Dale Ann Bradley and Tina Adair gave us Oh Darlin', a single they released. And remember, that was originally by the O'Kanes. Yeah, great band. And then, as I said, the last thing in the set was a gospel number. Balsam Range's Row by Row. Hey, everybody, I am Mando Richard, and I thank each and every one of you for having tuned in for all or part of today's Black Diamond Show. You can always drop me a note with a request or any comments. I am Mando Richard, M-A-N-D-O Richard, at either Yahoo or Gmail. This is episode 161. If you're interested in making a comment on today's show. Thanks, everybody, for having tuned in, and I'll see you next week on the radio.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Mm-hmm. you say the two of you've tried to ride a horse apiece around the grounds, and all you've got to show for it's a horseshoe.
And that the two of you have nude canoed and read in bed and flown to Rome, and nothing drives you nuts the way it used to.
Well, now the news for you's we've seen between a pair a way to save the day that neither takes an hour nor a thin dime.
Now if the two of you've the urge to merge pizzazz and jazz and razzmatazz, learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Did you ever see a brighter lightning or a louder thunder?
Thunder man, it
rained, rain, rain all night.
Train.
How about the hail, the hail, the hail? It must have hailed for half an hour.
The hail was nearly hard rain.
Well, all the thunder and the hail that really scared the pooches.
It was really nice.
Scared them through and through. The dogs were really going crazy. They were really going nuts till sometime after two. No doubt the two of you've improved a few of the normal formal ways to form a phrase to raise the level of your heart to hearts.
That's when the two of you have clowned around and found your mood renewed upon one ending up
a sentence that the other starts. But if the two of you've spelled or yelled or rapped or tapped a code or signed or whined or made a pun or done a pantomime,
or if the two of you have spoken broken French or chatting Latin, you can learn to turn to talking at the same time.
Well, poor Luann, it seems Luann is in another crisis.
That Luann is always
in a crisis,
if you ask me.
Her luck is bad, it seems she has a few catastrophes a week.
Poor Luann's
in
crisis
every month,
every day.
Now, was it Tuesday that she called me? Was it only Tuesday?
Calling in a panic from her doctor's office downtown.
She said her stove blew up, her stove blew up, and nearly burned the house down. She was scared to death. Frogs all croak together in the noisy bog. Dogs all know it's best to bark with at least one more dog. Cows all do their mooing simultaneously. Ducks don't wait their turn to quack, so why, oh why should we? I'm sure the two of you recline behind the blinds and lock the door before to rest, or best of all, to see some TV.
And there the two of you've unwound around the tube a tad and had a half carafe of wine to find you're growing hungry.
When you decide to call for pizza after laughter at the fridge about your jar of moldy chutney and your brown lime.
Well, if the two of you've the wherewithal to crawl to phones you each can reach, don't you turn to talking at the same time.
Hello, hello,
hi,
is this the
we'd
pizza
like
pit?
A pizza.
We'd like a pizza.
Double cheese and
olives,
no
double cheese. And put some
sausage.
Pepperoni, pepperoni,
no,
definitely pepperoni,
well, like
thin crust,
sausage,
thin crust,
some
please.
Pepsi.
I think some Pepsi,
beer
Diet
too.
Pepsi,
some root
either
beer.
Coke or Pepsi.
Either that or
Coke
Pepsi.
Would be okay. Now wait, no,
don't
hang
up,
no, don't hang
no,
up. I didn't give
this
right yet,
gosh,
oh dear,
it wasn't
what
something
I say.
I
now wait, no, don't hang up,
up,
no, don't hang
no,
up.
Don't.
I didn't
oops,
give this right yet,
gosh,
oh dear,
wasn't
what I say.
Thank you. is here.
Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson getting us started with a tune called Talking at the Same Time. On today's program, two stories from the WQED Writers Contest. A second grader will share a story called I Want to Be a Poet at 7 o'clock this morning. And at 10 o'clock, a kindergartner with a story called The Super Helper. Rainey also will be here at 7:20 to talk about Theater Festival in Black and White by Pittsburgh playwrights. At 7:50, D.S. Kinsel will be here to talk about Hip Hop Camp, taking place June 11th and June 25th at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. At 8:20, John Silva from the News Literacy Project with details about a special workshop for educators taking place in the coming week. We also will welcome Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artist Award winner Siquan Peng with selections on piano at 10 o'clock. And at 11 o'clock, Rock and Roll Harmony with the Damaged Pies in advance of their benefit for Why Hunger at the Tall Family Theater. That, plus puzzles and games and opportunities to interact, all this morning on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I got too much stuff. I got way more shoes than it's possible to use. I got too much stuff. I've got a myriad of devices and way too many vices. I've got no recollection of ever starting this collection, and I guess my innate curiosity combined with sheer fastidiosity reached escape velocity, determining my ultimate direction. Upon reflection, I can't ignore my obvious predilection for too much stuff. I've got multiple containers full of colanders and strainers. I got too much stuff. I've got various vessels filled with mortars and pestles. It's a real mess, I'll tell you. I probably started as a child collecting bottle caps and stands gradually over time, grew to keyboards, guitars, and amps. I never saw myself as a hoarder with an order disorder, but after the court order, I concluded I was clearly on the border. I got too much stuff. I admit it's almost comical. It's certainly not economical. I got too much stuff. Once tried to keep a chronicle, storage fees alone were astronomical. My friend said it's a symptom, some deep-seated neurosis. So I went to a shrink for a professional psych diagnosis. I said to him, Doc, give it to me straight. What's my likely prognosis? He scheduled me for 52 weeks of hypnosis. I got too much stuff. My basement is cluttered with things best left unuttered. I got too much stuff. I recommend you avoid the attic, especially if you're asthmatic. Now, some may be somewhat skeptical, but everything's collectible. Pardon my inelegance, I don't mean to impugn your intelligence. Stop by one afternoon, you'll see my entire bedroom is strewn with autographed production sales from a Bugs Bunny cartoon, plus my prize-signed photograph of Reese Witherspoon and the actual raccoon cap worn by Daniel Boone, or maybe Davy Crockett, plus this gold-plated locket I keep in my pocket along with this watch. Keeps really good time, so don't knock it. I got too much stuff. My house is a mess. It's really quite stressful. I got too much stuff. I tried to create order, but I've been unsuccessful. I got tchotchkes and doodads and trinkets and knickknacks, plus the world's largest collection of fruit-flavored Tic Tacs, novelties, mementos, and assorted paraphernalia, plus a stuffed duck-billed platypus all the way from Australia. I got too much stuff. I got too much stuff. To the brim with packages of Slim Jims. I got too much stuff. from stack to the rafters with glasses from Lens Crafters. I try not to grumble, but my life's an absolute jumble. I take one step in any direction and I stumble. I need to minimize and reorganize and downsize and revise and optimize and prioritize everything that implies. I got too much stuff. I've got 62 cases of marshmallow fluff. I got too much stuff. And believe me, that's way, way more than enough. I'm stuffed to the gills with hammers and drills and posters and pamphlets and flyers and handbills. I can't help it. Categorize, classify, and collate by color and size, by texture and weight. I pray for recovery, but it's probably too late. I got too much stuff.
That's Dean Friedman at the Saturday Light Brigade. Too much stuff. From his latest album called American Lullaby, welcome to this morning's edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for meeting Ricky and me here. We hope you had a good week. And good morning to Millie, who says her canoe group is at Cooper's Lake today for a solo canoe rendezvous. Lots of opportunities to see wonderful lightweight solo canoes and try them out, too. Cooper's Lake, close to Lake Arthur in Moraine State Park, just across Route 79. Millie will get a canoe song on for you shortly. Thanks for checking in with us so early this morning. Hard to believe it's June already. Indeed it is. We're getting ready for lots of summer programming coming up. We recorded two Youth Takeover episodes of the Remaking Tomorrow podcast in our studios this week. We also welcomed a field trip of ninth graders, of students from Pittsburgh Westinghouse. An absolutely tremendous field trip by those students. In fact, some of them took part in the podcast that I just mentioned, and they all took part in different activities. Propel School, the Propel Schools closed their after-school semester, and it was our pleasure to help them close out a great year. We also upgraded some aspects or some elements of our studio, which probably won't be that audible to you, other than the fact that you'll maybe hear a little less stress on my part. A few things continuing to get better and better. You know, we've been working on upgrades and new plans pretty much continuously. We're always trying to keep everything up to date, and we've added a few features here at the studio that help make it a little bit easier monitoring wise. Here's hoping you had a good week all in all, and here's hoping that now you'll participate in this chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And that chance is called our pop quiz, and today our pop quiz tells you that book, B-O-O-K, book, is an example of a four-letter word that starts with B and ends in the letter K. Can you think of five other four-letter words that begin with B and end in K? Your answers must be four letters in length, and each word starts with a B and ends with a K. 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-752-7234. Again, book is a four-letter word that begins in B and ends in K. Can you name five others? 412-200-5975, or use instant input by going to slbradio.org. John Hartford, live. For you, Millie, here's hoping you have a good day out on the water.
On the Tombigbee River, so bright I was born, in a hut made of husks of the tall yellow corn. And there I first spied my Julia so true, and I rowed her about in my country canoe, singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our country canoe." Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our country canoe." A soft cotton I'd hoe, and I'd think of my Julia and sing as I go. And I'd catch her a bird with a wing of true blue, and it might sail around in my gum tree canoe. Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe." Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe." Banjo and a toe on the oar, I'd sing to the sound of the river's soft roar, while the stars are looking down on my Julia so true, and dance in her eyes in my gum tree canoe. Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe." Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe." Come back, so we thought we'd just stay. Then we spied a tall ship with a flag of true blue, and it took us in tow in our gum tree canoe. Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe." Singing, "Roll away, roll o'er the waters so blue, like a feather whale float in our gum tree canoe."
Thank you. ripples on the water travel far and wide, and fish jump in front of me. I steer to the left, then back to the right, pretend I'm on the high seas. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? The banks of the river are soft and green, perfect for a lunchtime stop. I dig some worms for the fishing rods, then it's back into the water I hop. In my blue canoe, in my blue canoe, I canoe, can you canoe too? I said, I canoe, can you canoe too? I canoe, can you canoe too?
Francis England and a blue canoe, and you also heard Gumtree Canoe by John Hartford. Good morning to Anthony playing along with this morning's pop quiz, looking for four-letter words that start with B and end with K. He came up with buck, bank, bask, back, and bonk. Playing along on Facebook, where we also say hello to Larry and Vanessa. In Elwood City, welcome back. They were on a big excursion. Now, we've got a lot of answers to our pop quiz that have come in. Miles, good morning to you, Miles. Miles Zuckerman has bank, back, bark, back, and bunk. And beak, buck, bock, bink, bask, and bulk. There are a lot of these. Chad has beak, bulk, back, buck, bunk, and bank, bark, bulk, bonk, and bock. I may repeat a few words as we look at the answers. Dr. Nelson Harrison has beak and back and buck and bock and bark. Kimberly, good morning. Back and buck and bark and beak and bank. Leslie has bilk, beck, bask, buck, back, bork, and a beak. Lori writes back, bark, bulk, bilk, bulk, back, buck, busk. I think that's a first. Bunk and bask. And we don't want to steal anybody else's thunder, so we give up. Thanks for continuing this lovely tradition. I've been listening probably since episode one. Lori and Brady are now in Washington State, and soon to be from Portugal, formerly from Monroeville, Lovell Green, Morgantown, Chapel Hill, Cardiff, California, Seattle, Edmonds, and Olympia. Thank you, Lori, for checking in with us. Bark, back, bulk, and balk, and beak and bilk from a number ending in 28. I should recognize that, but I do not. Thank you just the same for writing to us. That's a text. Linda, half of the dynamic duo, adds beck, as in beck and call, and busk and bask and buck and back. Mark says, I put a buck in the bank. I hope I get the bulk of my savings back. And he adds bark, beak, bilk, and bulk. Mark and Mary Jean, thank you for being with us. James has bunk and beak and bark and bonk and bank. Jim also came up with a few. Beak, bark, bank, bask, bilk, bulk, back, buck, bunk, bunk, bulk, busk, and Sue and South Park had quite a few as well. Book, back, buck, bulk, bunk, and back. Dad has bark, back, bunk, beak, bank, and the other beak. Boy, we appreciate all the participation. Lou and Maureen, I've mentioned all of their words already. They came up with 8 altogether. And Barb and Tom came up with Bill, Bonk, Bulk, Busk, and Bask. They're in Stallstown. And Russ alphabetized his back, bulk, bank, bark, bask, beak, back, bilk, bink, burk, Scottish spelling of birch, he writes, bisque, another way to spell the soup known as bisque, bok, bonk, bork, bosk, buck, bulk, and bunk. Well done. Good morning to Mike and Mars, also Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. Tom in McCandless writes, Beck liked to bock beer before he would busk in front of the bank with his dog who would bark and his bird who had a beautiful beak, and he would bask when he received a buck, and after that he would head back home to put his bulk in the top bunk. Well done. Tommy in Virginia has bank, bark, bunk, bulk, Beck, Buck, Buck, Bilk, Buck, and Bask. Angie and Mars also has quite a few, including Buck, Buck, Bank, Bilk, and Bulk. Stu and McCandless, not to be outdone with Bulk, Bilk, Bulk, Bunk, and Busk. And that, I believe, is it. Well done. A charge to you if you came up with the correct answers.
Whoa, back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. Bo back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. Me and my gal are walking down the road. Her knees knocked together plain, sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd, in the gourd on the ground. If you want a little sugar, gotta roll the gourd around. Bo back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. Bo back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. 18, 19, 20 years ago, took my gal to the country store. Took my gal to the country store. Bought the pretty little gal little calico. Bo back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. Bo back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Bo Cunningham. My old man was a good old man. He washed his face in a frying pan. Combed his hair with a wagon wheel. And he died with a toothache in his heel. Oh, back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Oh, Cunningham. Oh, back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Oh, Cunningham. Eastbound train on the westbound track. Westbound train on the eastbound track. Both those trains were running fine. But what a terrible way to run a railroad line. Whoa, back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Whoa, Cunningham. Whoa, back, Buck, and G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Whoa, Cunningham. Me and my gal are walking down the road. And her knees knocked together plain, sugar in the gourd. Sugar in the gourd, in the gourd on the ground. If you want a little sugar, gotta roll the gourd around. Whoa, back, Buck, G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Whoa, Cunningham. Whoa, back, Buck, G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Whoa, Cunningham. Whoa, back, Buck, G by the lamb. Who made the back pan? Whoa, Cunningham.
Bob Gibson at the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations, plus internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. Services such as TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, and Radio Garden, and our own slbradio.org/radio.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. What you doing to me when you don't believe a word I'm saying? We can't go on together with suspicious minds. We can't build our dream on suspicious minds. Say hello. Would I still see suspicion in your eyes? Here we go again, asking where I've been. You can't see the tears are real, I'm crying.
Yes, I'm crying.
We can't go on together with suspicious minds. Just
that's a group called The Songs from the Road Band, Caught in a Trap. We hope you'll get caught up in the fun of our history-riddle. Which today is going to take you in a bit of a literary direction.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation is devoted to helping children and families learn about herbs, their cultivation, and uses. Additional information about herbs is available from the Herb Society of America at herbsociety.org or at mjbergerfoundation.org.
Now it's time for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to see if you can answer this morning's history riddle. A Unitarian minister, he was born June 4th, 1937, and has worked as a ditch digger, IBM salesperson, and bartender. He's a sculptor, a painter, and teacher, but as for his name, it is most likely his 8 best-selling books that will help you remember. One was called Uh-Oh, and another, It Was on Fire When I Lay Down on It. But it was a 1988 book that brought him great success. It was named after an essay within whose lines included, "Share everything, don't hit people, and clean up your own mess." 412-200-5975 if you can identify the answer to our history riddle. I will give it to you one more time in just a second. A little more than a second, perhaps I should have said moment. Unitarian minister, he was born on June 4th, 1937, and has worked as a ditch digger, IBM salesperson, and bartender. He's a sculptor, a painter, and teacher, but as for his name, it's most likely his 8 best-selling books that will help you remember. One was called Uh-Oh, and another, It Was on Fire When I Laid Down on It. But it was a 1988 book that brought him great success. It was named after an essay within whose lines included, "Share everything, don't hit people, and clean up your own mess." 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Or use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck.
Just keep on hanging around. just keep on hanging around. Because some of these days I'm gonna tear your reputation down.
Blow wind, blow wind, blow my baby better than me. I don't soon find my sweet loving woman. Heart gonna be up in misery. Well, goodbye, baby. I ain't got much more I'm gonna say. I ain't got much more that I wanna say. You know good that you're done, Johnny. Go head out and have your way.
Juke, chock, juke, joint, Johnny. Juke, joint, Johnny. And the Kindred Spirits there with a tune called Blow Wind Blow. And you also heard Yak Rachel. And I'm gonna get up in the morning. Happy to see that Yank Rachel song added to our library this week. From the Delmark 50th anniversary collection called Blues from Up the Country. A few correct answers to our hysteriddle. I'm going to repeat it for you now and give you a chance to see if you can add your own. Unitarian minister, he was born on June 5th, 1937, June 4th, 1937, and has worked as a ditch digger, IBM rep, and bartender. He's a sculptor, a painter, and teacher, but as for his name, it's most likely his 8 best-selling books that will help you remember. One was called Uh-Oh, and another, It Was on Fire When I Laid Down on It. But it was a 1988 book that brought him great success. It was named after an essay within whose lines included, share everything, don't hit people, and clean up your own mess. Last call for you to make your call at 412. Why am I adding one to every number? Help. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Yesterday, I lost or temporarily misplaced half of my keys. The elaborate combination of carabiners, you know, keeping all of the keys together. One of them broke loose and I dropped my keys somewhere. And I knew they would be around the building somewhere here in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh where our studios are located. And I was retracing my steps. And I realized as I did so, I was singing the song Mrs. Robinson to myself. And I'm wondering, why am I now, it's a nice enough song, but why would that be popping in my head? And then I got to the line, hiding in a hiding place where no one else will go. And it's because my keys were hiding in a hiding place that that song had popped into my head. I'm quite certain of it. All brought up to support the conclusion that the mind sometimes does things of its own. I did find my keys, by the way. Actually, Greg Witt did, and I thank him for that and for turning them into the found and lost, or the lost and found. Hello to Sue Faust, playing along on Facebook. Thank you for checking in. And Terry writes, last week we listened to you in the car all the way to Delaware via the stream at slbradio.org/radio. It works great. Our daughter Megan is back home with us this summer. She'll be working on McKnight Road. Thanks for checking in. Russ in beautiful Kang, North Carolina, came up with the correct answer to our history riddle. As did Tom in McCandless and Mike in Mars. And here's David in the sweet sunny South. He has the correct answer. And mentions that he and others in the sweet sunny South are once again begrudgingly welcoming the start of yet another hurricane season. Take care. Tommy in Virginia got the correct answer. And who was it? Robert Fulghum. Robert Fulghum, the author of All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. It was a 1988 blockbuster. And also became a poster based on the 16 rules that he offered in that book, which I shall now offer to you. 1, share everything. 2, play fair. 3, don't hit people. Put things back where you found them. Clean up your own mess. Don't take things that aren't yours. Say you're sorry when you hurt somebody. Wash your hands before you eat. Flush. 10 is warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. 11, live a balanced life. Learn some and drink some and draw some and paint some and sing and dance and play and work every day some. 12 is take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the work, watch out for traffic, hold hands, and stick together. Be aware of wonder. Remember the little seed and the styrofoam cup. The roots go down and the plant goes up, and nobody really knows how or why. But we're all like that. 15, goldfish and hamster and white mice and even the little seed in the styrofoam cup. They all die. So do we. And 16, and then remember the Dick and Jane books and the first word you learned. The biggest word of all. Look. Robert Fulghum, congratulations if you came up with him.
We are living neath the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection, it be my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. Ja-da-wa, on this journey through thoughts and feelings, binding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to my part. All of those who come before me band together and be my guide.
other side. We are living neath the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the being that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we'll discover all of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance on the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Ja-da-wa, ja-da-wa.
Loving spirits will live forever, swimming to the other side.
If you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be, you know that there are. If you want to live high, live high. There's a million ways to go, you know that there are. Well, you can do what you want, the opportunity's all. And if you find a new way, you can do it today. You can make it all true, and you can make it undo. You see, undo. You see, it's easy. You only need to know. Well, if you want to sing out, sing out. And if you want to be free, be free. There's a million ways to be. You know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are, you know that there are.
Rainy Arbo and Daisy Mayhem. And the Holly Near and Emma's Revolution before them. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger and you. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT. Pittsburgh, WIUPFM, Indiana, WMCO, New Concord, WSAJFM, Grove City, WCUCFM, Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
You settled down, that you found a girl and you're married now. I heard your dreams came true. I guess she gave you things I didn't give to you. Oh, friend, why you so shy? They'd like you to hold back from the light. I hate to turn up out of blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I hope you'd see my face and be reminded that for me it isn't over. If I'll find someone like you, I wish nothing but the best for you. Don't forget me, I beg. I remember what you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, sometimes it hurts instead. Sometimes it lasts in love, sometimes it hurts instead. Of our lives, we were born and raised in a summer haze, bound by the surprise of our glory days.
I hate to turn up out the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I
hoped you'd see my face and be reminded that for me it isn't over.
The album is called Promised Land, and that's Danny Burns, along with Tim O'Brien. And the first released track called Someone Like You. And in just a moment, our crossword puzzle of the air will come your way here at the Saturday Light Brigade